There's a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 20th of May 2009. Newcomers should look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website and peruse the archives section. You'll find lots of topics from hundreds of shows I've given in the past where I try to give you the shortcuts to understanding. I try to bypass all the distractions and the fakery out there. There's a lot of fakery too. And why not? After all, we're supposed to all get led into a new world order. And there's a lot of effort being put into confusing people who are seeking the truth, to throw them off the path, to get them into outer space and the outer limits, and they can get lost forever. Therefore, they're not effective in waking people up to what's really going on. Also look into alanwattsentinel.eu for transcripts of these talks, which are written in the various languages of Europe. You can print them up. Lots of people prefer to read off paper too, and I do as well. I don't like reading off the screen, off the internet. And you'll find you'll retain things much easier too without that light in front of you by reading off paper. For those who want to order my books and this, you can go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. You'll see how to do it there. Remember that personal checks are welcome from the US and Canada. There's other methods of payment as well. You can also donate through PayPal, and that does keep me just about ticking over in these very expensive times. And I'll know when it's time to just jack it all in, when people stop sending anything in to keep me going. It's expensive doing just what I do. And remember, I don't get paid by the advertisers or the TV or the radio stations. I've never asked for a penny from any show that I've appeared on. And that way I'm not compromised. I'm not forbidden to speak about certain topics. And one way or another, in commerce, you definitely get compromised, especially if you're being backed by certain advertisers or whatever. And they do pay well. They pay the hosts very, very well to bring up their products, etc. But I've gone a different route. So therefore, the advertising here on this show goes to the station to pay for the time, to pay for the engineers, the equipment, etc., the upgrades that they need, and all that kind of stuff. So it's up to you to keep me going. For those who just get the disc burned from people with computers to play on their CDs of my talks, you can get in touch with me at Alan Watts, Site 41, Box 4. The little town is called, it's a village, it's one street, is called Estaire, that's Estaire, Ontario, Canada. And the postal code is P as in Peter, 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, 1. And as I said at the beginning of the show, there's a lot of disinformation being put out there in all eras, by the way. Much of it's been rehashed today, all the old Masonic stuff with the mysteries. Remember, Weishaupt said the greatest way to get people in to the order that he was establishing was to create a great mystery. They didn't have an answer, but that didn't matter. The people who joined were looking for an answer they'd never find. Just get them in. Well, the same technique is used to distract people off the path of understanding by churning out, and well-financed, by the way, at the top, because counterintelligence does all this stuff, well-financed books that appear across the world in all major bookstores, and it's meant to get you off into la-la land. Remember what Hitler said, the greater the lie, the more people will believe it. I'll be back with more after these messages.
The Burke Sparky Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt. We're cutting through the Matrix. The Matrix is the big world system in which you've been born into. It's a complete system with many branches going off into different corridors. And it's designed and planned and run by people who are experts in human behavior. The knowledge of this science is very, very old. And you'll find some of the major players in history and even in ancient times talked about it. As I say, Plato liked to talk about control of the masses, and he put a lot into his book called The Republic. But many other of his peers at that time, the aristocracy of Greece, who were all trained in Egypt, learned these from the Egyptians, this technique of controlling the masses and how the masses truly do think. It is not difficult to understand this, how the sciences work. And even people like Adolf Hitler made it known in his own writings what he thought of the public and how they would grab on to big lies. This is something that he said. He said, now this goes back, now tie this in with a lot of the books that are out there to keep you running in circles and point fingers and go off into outer space and so on. He says here, this is from Mein Kampf, the book that Hitler wrote. In a big lie, there is always a certain force of credibility because the broad masses of a nation are always more easily corrupted in the deeper strata of their emotional nature than consciously or voluntarily, and thus, in the primitive simplicity of their minds, they more readily fall victims to the big lie than the small lie. That was what he wrote in his own book, Mein Kampf, page 134. Then he went on to say, what luck for rulers that men do not think. Now, who taught Adolf Hitler these sciences? As I said before, psychopaths innately know how to manipulate people. In fact, that's one of the, you might call it a talent they have, a gift they have. They intuitively know how to manipulate other people into doing work for them and getting their work done for them by manipulation of people. And yet to get them to describe what they're doing to people would be hard for them. They do it instinctively. But someone taught Adolf Hitler, for instance, deportment and oratory. It's in the history books how he called one of the best orator and deportment manager over to Germany to teach him how to stand and pose in front of the audience, just like Billy Graham. In fact, same techniques if you watch them, where the hands go up together and he lifts his eyes to the ceiling, to God, you see, and the emotion comes out and the crowd are swayed. These techniques are archetypal, as Carl Jung would have called them. They're almost innate within our genes, you might say. It pulls something out of us. We all recognize it. And when it's coupled with emotion, it has the proper impact. But it's used all the time. And therefore, it's nothing at all for counterintelligence to always churn out people. And I've mentioned this in the book called the America's Cultural Wars, where they ran the American culture. The CIA ran it. It's now declassified right through the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, etc. Of course, they still do as well. But they gave that era of American culture to the general public. They hired hundreds of novelists, even third-rate ones, and made them very, very famous, even poets. And I've read from the book, it's well worth reading. It's kind of overdone and flowery speech and so on to pad the book, but there's a lot of good facts in there as well. So be very careful what you read, especially that which fascinates you. It's a science which is well understood. It can really, truly fascinate you. And you're off in la-la land before you know it. Counterintelligence. Well-financed, as I say. Now, this article kind of falls in with this because it's from theguardian.co.uk, the 15th of May 2009, and I think there's a link to the YouTube clip on this as well. But it said National Health Service. Now remember, the US is going to get its National Health Service. That's been on the works and the cards for a long time. And that's one of the reasons that they put Hillary in New York for a while and told her to sit pretty for a while, and they'd eventually pull her into the next administration, because everything is pre-planned, you see. And it's a must-be, because in the Fabian system, all services must become authorities. That is the new governance system. It's all done by authorities. It's post-democratic. This is the term they're using at the top themselves. This is National Health Service viral video, because that means really, you know, catching on. This is on teen pregnancy banned by YouTube. This is a grainy, unbranded clip posted to YouTube by National Health Service Leicester, appears to show a teenager giving birth in a schoolyard. And it says the hard-hitting National Health Service viral advertising campaign. So this is an advertising campaign by the National Health Service as they try to shock and awe people. The same National Health Service that told everybody to panic because of the swine flu and so on. You see. It says it's part of an advertising campaign by them about teenage pregnancy. And it's been banned by YouTube for showing what appears to be a school girl giving birth in a playground while being watched by students. The video clip posted by National Health Service Leicester was unbranded, appeared to be real footage, shot on a mobile phone and posted on YouTube, the hugely popular Google-owned social media website. It was blocked by YouTube just after 24 hours on the video sharing website. And the ones who put it out there, the National Health Service, said it was designed to target hard-to-reach teenage demographic. I like how they word it. It says, we know this film is hard-hitting, but so are the numbers of under-18s getting pregnant in Leicester, said Tim Rideout. I've heard his name before. So he's probably trying to get a name for himself. But what a name, Rideout. Tim Rideout, chief executive of National Health Service Leicester City. Nearly half the city's wards are classed as teen pregnancy hotspots. Rideout added that traditional marketing, such as leaflets and posters, did not get the teenage sex and pregnancy message across to many of the target demographic. Now, one thing here, too, is remember, so they're also using YouTube as marketing. Again, manipulation, in other words. Always remember that everything that's out there has a message to manipulate you to come to a certain conclusion. This is, the clip is still viewable at a supporting campaign website, and it's got the link here. And I'll put all these things, these links up at the end of my show on my site, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, which you should look into and have a gander, as they say, a little look. But what gets me, it says, the clip is still viewable, which from next month will also be hosting an online docudrama. These docudramas are like make-believe, like actors and actresses. This is featuring local actors tackling common myths and frequently asked questions on relationships, sex, and pregnancy. Last September, YouTube tightened up a range of its community guidelines governing the type of videos it would look to police more vigorously. In a blog post relating more directed content that incited violence, YouTube said, if your video shows someone getting hurt, attacked, or humiliated, don't post it. Then it says, last July, John Whittingdale, MP, Member of Parliament, Chairman of the Commons Culture. See, I've told people forever, I was stunned ages ago, years ago, when I knew that the Soviet Union had a Department of Culture. And then I looked into Britain, and lo and behold, the government had a Department of Culture. I looked at all the other countries that joined the United Nations, and they all had a Department of Culture. And big money was pumped into the Departments of Culture, and the Departments of Culture chose novelists, etc., to write certain topics with political correct topics involved in the storylines. They picked down-and-out artists that would never feed themselves in a million years to paint Picasso-type pictures, because the end thing was really to degrade the human body. That was part of the agenda. It's actual agenda, folks. Nihilistic art, it was called. Bertrand Russell talked about the creation of nihilism and how they'd use all the arts to do it. And then apathy would follow when there's no beauty left. Interesting, isn't it? But getting back to this article, last July, John Whittingdale, MP, Chairman of the Commons Culture, Media and Sports Select Committee, Member of Parliament, right, criticized YouTube in a report looking at harmful content on the internet. Now, let's get back to the main story here. Here they are, whether it's real or not, the National Health Service is trying to get a shocking thing across to people, to what they call as a hard-to-reach demographic audience, the teenagers. There's nothing easier to reach than teenagers, because turn on your TV and watch what they've been pumped full of for the last 30 years. Much music and sex, 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 sex. They never, ever, how come they never look at what's motivating all of this and the culture that's been devised? Culture is devised not by young people at the bottom from the grassroots. Culture is devised by very old people, well-educated in tweed suits, sitting around tables at the top. So is the fashion that you wear. So was the ideas of hanging zips off your cheeks and pins and little brass balls in your tongue. That all came from the top, not from the bottom. I can remember years ago watching a team of these very same people in their 50s and 60s, male and female, in tweed jackets and coats or skirts, sitting around a table, picking the top 10 and 20 hits that would be for the coming month in the hit parade for music. People who would never listen to that back home, they'd listen to Mozart, etc. And so is the fashion industry, hand in glove, creating all of your culture, including all the sexual parts. Back with more after these messages.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. Just to finish off from the last topic I was on about, it's almost impossible for youngsters to believe that everything around them, including the way they're taught to dress and so on, what's the latest thing in fashion, is designed on purpose by very old people working with those in the music industry, etc. I mean, Plato talked about it. He talked about the musicians should be licensed because of the effect they could have on the youth. So they understood this all along. And they're using it. They've been using it now since about the 50s onwards, big time, to change society. And they've been very successful. But also, Plato also mentioned that the fashion industry, he called it industry, and how it also works hand in glove with it too, you see. So therefore, people who understand the arts use the arts against the people who think it's theirs. They think it's theirs. Those guys running about with the baggy pants with the crotch of the knees literally think it's theirs. Somehow it's theirs. They go into stores and buy the stuff. Never dawns on them that someone designed this. And it wasn't one of their own. Amazing, eh? So even the clothes for rebellion, they decide, what do you want to be a skinhead? We'll sell you all this stuff. Do you want the baggy pants? We'll sell you that stuff, you know. So even your methods or your dress for rebellion are given to you, the authorized dresses for rebellion. That's how tightly controlled everything is. But it always gets me when they go on about the teenage pregnancy, etc. As I say, just look at what they're fixated on. Night after night on Much Music. What is it about philosophy? I can remember in the 70s when the word came down from the top again, those who owned the music industry, that all songwriters should start to writing songs that were gender neutral. And for sure as could be, right after that, you'd never heard anyone saying he or she or a woman's name in a song. It's all gone. You have no idea that everything is manipulated and no one thinks about it. Control of society, to control the culture and guide the culture along a path they don't even know they're on. And Fabian style, step by step by step, they lead you to where they want you to be. And you'll never even realize that that's how you got there. You think it's all just fun. Everything's out there for fun and just money. That's what you want to believe. In Britain and across Europe, there's been massive scandals with the politicians rigging their expense accounts. But it's no surprise. As I say, the psychopaths graduate into politics and then are vetted by those who own the system. And the system truly are owned, as I say. And if they show that the right psychopathic qualities, but they have the ability to follow leadership, then they get in. And they have no consciences. And they rip off the public left, right, and center by padding their expense accounts. Even the woman who's in charge of the British version of Homeland Security has been in all the major newspapers. She's been doing it with about three different houses and ripping the taxpayers off for thousands of pounds. But here's an article from the BBC, and it's also on Wise Up, the Wise Up Journal. And I'll put these links up, remember, on cuttingthroughthematrix.com. This is to give Americans and Canadians an idea of what's coming when they give us a new parliament for the Americas, because it is on the cards, by the way. It was discussed during the free trade negotiations, the precursor of the NAFTA negotiations, a new parliament for the Americas. And they even debated if it would be in Montreal. And we have to join, remember, we have to be Europe, but we've also to have a similar setup as them, where they have Brussels. And this article says here, a BBC Newsnight report from February 2008 posted on YouTube on how members of the European Parliament were abusing their expenses. At the end of the report, BBC tries to make out that the members of the European Parliament, ministers for the European Parliament document under lock and guard only relates to MEPs from poorer states, and British MEPs are of a different non-criminal breed. This is how they try to portray it. The news from the May 2009 was saturated by reports of British MPs and MEPs, as European politicians, scamming thousands of euros and pounds from their expenses paid for by the public. The scandal has been around for a long time. Will it be used now to expose selected MEPs at election time? And that's true enough. If there's a few they want rid of, they'll just point their finger at them. It's a good time to get rid of any ones who want to go along with it. And it also says here, joke elections, MEPs, the members of the European Parliament, right? And it's a big mystery how these guys get to be members of the European Parliament. Everything's very secretive about this big mammoth that runs the whole of Europe now, this big giant conglomerate, almost fascist-type system. A system where the top guy apparently said a couple of years ago that anyone who criticized the European Parliament or any of its decisions was guilty of heresy. That was in mainstream papers, heresy. It says here, members of the European Parliament have as much power as employees of a business have with a suggestion box. The only directly elected members for the EU, MEPs, have no authority to propose or amend laws. And that's true. They can only make suggestions to amend laws, and their votes in Parliament are just a show. Their votes are not legally binding. In a Western democracy, people have the freedom to enjoy the illusion at election time. And it's a fact. It's that the legislator runs the government. Back with more after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for mortgage fraud examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive, do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. Just discussing the European Parliament that's to be the model for the Americas too, and how highly secretive it is, where you have this legislature group and then you have the executive group, and most of the laws, I think, are simply passed via the executive, and the politicians themselves are just there for show, literally for show, because they can't amend any laws or whatever. They can only suggest things, like a suggestion box idea. Suggest, that's all they can do. But they're well paid for the moment because they must keep the illusion up that somehow there's a democratic institution at work when we know there's nothing democratic about it. In fact, the European Union, once it was set up and running, disclosed in the late 90s that its history and that from its very inception, which was prior to World War II, by the way, and it's set up for the bureaucratic institutions and interplay between different countries, 1948. It said right there in the first the charter, they said the public must never be told the truth that this was leading to a European Union. And they must not be told the truth till it was up and running, and that's exactly what they did. So it was never a democratic institution, ever. And it isn't now. See, this is post-democratic. This is governance, where you simply are ordered to do something by a government directly or its agencies directly, and you obey, or you're punished. That's what governance is all about. And before I go to the phones, I'm going to read this article here to show you. Now, I've said before, warfare takes many, many avenues to reach its victory. And one of the oldest techniques is water and food. Well, we know that all our foods have been GMO modified. Without our consent, we were never asked our consent about anything, especially here in Canada. We were the guinea pigs for all the GMO veggies for 10 years before it broke out in Britain that we were being the guinea pigs. And then there was a big hoopla in Canada, and the government admitted they'd made secret deals with Monsanto and others. Secret deals. The elected government had secret deals with corporations to test the population of Canada out for as a guinea pigs. And everyone's come down with problems, massive allergies galore, the same as other countries are using it. And so everyone's got stomach problems. But here's an article here from the Globe and Mail. From their science section, it says here, meat and eat the modified Atlantic salmon. And this is from today's date, 20th, 2009, by Oliver Moore. It looks like a normal Atlantic salmon, and the fish's creators say it tastes like one too. Well, of course they will if they're the creators. But this is no ordinary fish that Aqua Bounty Technologies has produced. Tweaked with genetic material from Chinook salmon and an eel-like creature called an ocean pout, it reaches market size twice as fast as normal Atlantic salmon, the company says. Aqua Bounty has spent more than a decade chasing U.S. regulatory approval, which Food and Drug Administration officials have reportedly said is coming soon. It would be a watershed moment. There are currently no genetically engineered animals approved for sale as food anywhere in the world, and opponents are predicting a wave of consumer outrage. I'm not. I don't think the general public, the mass of the general public won't care. It says we don't have that same level of negative reaction as in Europe at present, but I suspect it will come up when food animals are approved, said Jeff Hutchings, a professor of biology at Dalhousie University and a member of the Royal Society. See, the Royal Society, I've written the history of that before, how it was set up in the days of Francis Bacon. It came out of Rosicrucianism, and it was Freemasons who staffed it all, still the same today, to guide the future, you understand, through science. And we all obey the proper aristocracy, who are scientists, you see. So the Royal Society of Canada is just a branch of the one in London. So they're all for it. Since the Massachusetts headquarters company, which has operations in Prince Edward Islands and Newfoundland, has not applied for approval in Canada, but trade law could force Ottawa's hand following U.S. approval, making it irrelevant whether the Canadian consumer wants these fish or not. So there you are, this democracy in action. Under current Canadian law, GE foods do not need to be labeled, and again, that's democracy in Canada. We're told nothing in Canada except obey, be good, be a good citizen. That's the definition of a good citizen. You obey every law that comes down the pike. That's all it takes to be a good citizen. And it's a lie that they haven't been modifying the food, because I watched a few years back on a public broadcasting a little documentary on the Canadian fish industry, the Ministry of Fisheries, the government's department, and they had these little troughs running through a factory with fish going through them, and there were men and women on along the troughs, and they just picked a fish up every so often, put it against this little, it was like almost like a pen, something the size of a pen on a little post, touched the fish to it and put it back in the water. And what they were doing was injecting into it through, by insufflation, that kind of Star Trek injection technique, E. coli. It's amazing they use E. coli to carry deep into the tissue of the fish whatever DNA modificational material that they have. And what happens is the fish's natural cells die off and regrow. The DNA ones take over and literally re-engineer the fish. That's what they've been doing for years. And I just saw that in a little off-the-cuff Sunday afternoon, rainy afternoon, public broadcasting documentary on it, or would never know. So the lie about everything, they say this is the first one This is not the first one at all. It's just another big commercial company, whereas the first one maybe was government-run. Quite something, eh? As I say, why would they go to so much trouble to bring in people who initially... Remember, all these guys who deal with genetic modifications worked primarily in departments of governments for warfare purposes. Now they're making your food. And they've already admitted they can make plants, for instance, grow any kind of drug they want to, create different kinds of vaccines and so on. And they put bacterium in the parts of bacterium they're taking out and putting in veggies, etc. Do you think they're doing all of that just to get a bigger potato? Because that doesn't seem to be what it's for. In fact, they even admit that even though they're pushing it and pushing it, we all must go GMO to save the world, the crop is one-third less, eventually, than the regular unmodified crops. So what's the real deal going on? What's the real purpose behind it? I don't trust them at all. Because food's always been used for warfare. And remember going back to people like Arthur Koestler, who was again one of these novelists initially, who was hired by the CIA and MI5. It's actually declassified in that book, America's Cultural Cold War, that he was one of them. He was picked out of obscurity. And he talked about the need for world peace to lobotomize part of the brain of most people, not the elite, because they have to retain their survival instincts, but the general public wouldn't need it because the state would be making all their decisions for them, much like today, in fact, isn't it? But he said that all the means to do it. Bertrand Russell said the same thing. He also worked for the same group, by the way, and that's also declassified, MI5 and MI6. And Russell also said the same thing, that they had the ability to put in their water or in their food or use the needle, he said, while they're using all of these techniques. It's astonishing, really. So anyway, I'll go to the phones because I think there's one been hanging on for a while. There's Eric from North Carolina.
Well, hey, thanks.
Are you there?
Call, yes. Alan.
How are you doing?
Hey, good. Just want to say I honor your way that you run your program with donation system. I wish more truth people would do the same and exhibit some integrity. I just want to talk about sustainable living, environmentalism, the green agenda, and it's the emotive propelling it, one of them, is compassion. The elite would know this and have to cultivate compassion. I think of Gandhi, JFK, Martin Luther King, John Lennon, and what type of world would be if they were on the strings? Eugenic war, totally attacking our biology.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Tesla technology, chemtrails, cell phone towers, TV. It's really amazing. I just watched Sean Hannity versus Jesse Ventura, and Sean Hannity can defend Bush to an absolute T.
Yeah.
Where he can be smug.
Yes.
It's really incredible. I mean, defend Bush to a T. He even quoted the 9/11 Commission, and he disregarded the Bush-Bin Laden relationship.
Yeah.
One guy told me about, you know, Tesla tech and microtechnology, and he, if they were frying us, bugs wouldn't exist. And I say to myself, well, I remember you talking about frequencies being able to kill certain bacteria. They have the code, and
yeah,
I'm sure they can easily dampen a part of the mind. And mm-hmm. It's incredible. The system is projecting. One thing it doesn't integrate is knowledge of the man,
mm-hmm.
And schizophrenia is being projected. And the incredible ironic thing is, I could diagnose myself with schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm.
They have language and law. And I was curious, do you think the elite are mummifying themselves? And I'll listen to your
well, the elite thanks. Definitely, they are exempt from what they're spraying, I'm sure of that. And I often wondered, I thought about ways of proper chelation. And then someone sent me an article from a company that literally has a portable blood chelation device, very similar to the type that you would use for people with kidney problems, dialysis. Only it's portable, it has filters, replaceable, and you can wear it on your arm. You'd never know you had it on. And I thought this is probably what the elite are having themselves. But it takes me back to a journalist who was with Lady Diana for about a month, traveling around with her from party to party. And in his newspaper column, he said that he stopped the party at one point. They're all stunned at a question he'd asked them. He said, "You all seem to be so promiscuous in this class and with all your parties." And you could see how they were just peering off and all the rest of it. And he says, "Aren't you, any of you afraid of getting HIV or you know, any VD?" And they all stopped and looked at him like he was stupid. And the reason being, obviously, is because, you see, they have the true antidotes to all of that. They're not worried about that because they won't get anything. There are things that really work, but it's a higher level of science that's not given to the public. Yeah. That's the key to it. So the top there, they definitely have a much, much higher level of science than we'll ever be allowed into. And you can tell just by the technocrats, the age of them, still trotting around the world into their 90s and just as dedicated, putting in 12, 14 hours per day as they were when they were 20 years of age. They have no aging diseases. They don't come down with the chronic arthritis or any of these problems. They just simply don't get it. Well, it's because you see that the higher levels of sciences are used for these particular people. I can remember, if you read into the old Rosicrucian manifestos, they made it quite plain from the beginning that those that joined them and served them well would be given life extension. And remember, too, that many of the members in those days were into what we would call science of their day, under the guise of alchemy. They certainly had sciences, and they had their own codes that they would never disclose their secrets to the general public of science, of actual science on treatments, or weaponry either, for that matter. And by that method, they would gain power over kings and queens and governments because they would need those people to create their warfare weapons. That's how they get power. So, as I say, they're tampering with everything. And here's an article here that's interesting, too, because you see everything ties together at the right time. I always say this. Everything comes together at the right time. The Bush regime was set up to start the next war to end Islam, basically, and also to change the entire planet into this new obedience system where we're post-democratic and we have troops forcing us along, making sure we feel very apathetic when you get searched at stops, etc., or airports and all that kind of stuff. And in comes Obama to take over, and he puts the entire world's socialist agenda through, now that the machinery to enforce it is all set up. And the other day I was talking about GM and Ford and so on, and how they're really cutting back. And how, mind you, it's not no surprise, because they were talking about setting up in Russia. They were already setting the plants up from 2 years ago, and China is the other place as well. So here's the timing of this. This article here is from the Mail Online. The end of the great American gas guzzler as Obama gets set to unveil toughest U.S. policy ever on fuel efficiency. It says that he'll unveil a new fuel efficiency standards today in an effort to limit the release of greenhouse gases by cars and trucks. The announcement is the result of the administration's work with states, businesses, and states, businesses, and environmental groups. Now, did you vote in any environmental group? Did anyone see an environmental group up for your vote when Obama was run? Well, how come environmental groups are consulted on this? Well, I've told you before, they're just fronts for the big foundations. They work hand in glove with governments, and they demand from government those very things that government want to pass in all the laws. That's how simple it is. California and 13 other states and the District of Columbia have urged the federal government to let them pass more stringent standards than the current requirements. Did the people demand it? No. Who demanded it? The NGOs, non-governmental organizations that are into environments, who work for Rockefeller and the foundations. The state's regulations would cut greenhouse gas emissions by 30% in new cars and trucks by 2016. Officials say today's announcement moves towards the 30% goal by 2016, starting the model with the model years 2011 and beyond. The proposal is expected to coordinate two separate standards for fuel efficiency and greenhouse gas emissions from vehicles, aiming for cars that achieve higher miles per gallon and have lower polluting air conditioning systems. They only put you in these little micro boxes, these little box type affairs that can get blown over in the wind. That's what's coming. I'll be back with more on this topic after the following messages.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. Just to finish this article, before I go back to the phones, it says here that environmental group Natural Resources Defense Council. Now, does that sound something like Rockefeller would set up? Natural Resources Defense Council, a non-governmental organization, says it has discussed the upcoming changes with the White House in recent weeks. How come they can have a chat, a tete-a-tete with the White House about what they want? It's because they're authorized to, you see. This is really what they meant when they did talk about democracy. They said that those who belong to the biggest, well-financed groups will be the new democracy. But for the rest of the public, you're living in a post-democratic world. You just do what you're told by the authorities. The Soviet system has been copied completely because, you see, if you ask anyone who lived in the Soviet Union, they had lots and lots of non-governmental organizations for just about every part of human existence. And the Politburo appointed the leaders of them. And those leaders would demand on behalf of the people that they want this law passed and that law passed, and the government would happily oblige them. And then they would say, the people have spoken. Well, it's the same technique you see that's used here. Perception is prevalent over reality. Perception. Now, we'll go to Sam in Australia. Hello, Sam. Are you there?
Hey, Alan. How are you?
Not so bad.
I was just calling up to talk about the increased defense spending that a lot of governments are doing. I don't know if you saw the recent, the Australian government's just released a defense paper just saying what they project over the next 20, 30 years. Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty significant build-up for us in anticipation that the American military might is pretty much going to deteriorate.
Yeah,
to a point.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting, all this money that they spend, I don't know if it made it over to the international press over there, but we just had like two bikie gangs running amok in an airport, international mm-hmm. airport in Sydney, for 15 minutes with no cops.
Mm-hmm.
There was like 20 guys just basically running around, beating the hell out of each other with bollards. One guy eventually died.
Mm-hmm.
And in the wash-up, they found that there was no CCTV footage to actually make use of any prosecution.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
With all the money that they spend,
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you saw the APEC conference that was held here,
mm-hmm.
where like a comedy team from the ABC actually dressed the guy up as Osama, put him in a limousine, put Canadian flags on the car, and just waltzed on in.
Yeah.
It's amazing. They have all this on footage. You can Google it and have a look, but it's amazing. It's these guys are running down, and
yeah.
they're just being given, you know, with all the money that they spent on APEC and, you know, scaring the entire sort of city to stay away,
yeah.
these guys just waltz in with a guy dressed as Osama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. But you wonder, too, much of it really is a purpose-made distraction for the public. But this defense budget, is a lot of it going to your Navy?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, a lot of...
Yeah, because the U.S. Submarine. Navy will be declining, you're right enough, and you'll have to take over, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
$18 billion a year, it's a lot of
yes.
money for a country that's... You know.
They can always get cash for that, can't they, eh? But they can't give you a good health treatment. But thanks for calling in, Sam.
Thanks, Alex.
And from myself and Hamish in Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent internet.